Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Leader.
Expo 1, what's your location?
My gut tells me we're dealing with sophisticated bombers.
Line of Duty fans, get ready, as there's something new to fill the void. Trigger point.
On me!
He knows how to move. Knows how to behave like a firearms officer.
Potentially someone with training there.
Yes, Jed Mercurio is producer and Vicky McClure stars in the new ITV show set in London, all about the Met's bomb disposal unit. So it seems to have all the right ingredients. The six-part series starts this Sunday night at 9 and promises to give viewers an insight into counter-terrorism policing. But just why are police dramas so popular in the UK? And what's the key to making them a success? Here to tell us more is the writer of Trigger Point, Daniel Brierley. So Daniel, where did the inspiration for this show come from?
I've always been fascinated by the world of bomb disposal in general. I've got two small kids and they've never slept more than an hour in their entire lives. And so I'm often on YouTube in the middle of the night, either with them or without them. And for some reason, algorithms on my YouTube are really messed up. And it scrolled on from one of my son's dinosaur videos to this documentary about the 1970s and about in particular, the bomb squad in Northern Ireland. It's called The Long Walk. And it's just an extraordinary it's a very old BBC doc, but it's speaking to the guys about what they do. It just felt very interesting. It felt very real, felt very relevant. And also it's very interesting from a psychological point of view about the people that would do this job I definitely, if I saw something dangerous, would run a mile. Whereas these people have to fight the human instinct to run and move forwards. And so in drama terms, just as a jumping off point, that's a very interesting start.
Now, I've been given a bit of a sneak preview of episode 1. It seems like you've really focused on the characters themselves, who are, as you say, throwing themselves at the danger. Is that a fair assessment?
It's a thriller, and thriller's thrill, and this hopefully does that job. But it really is a character study, in particular of Lana. It's speaking to Andy G or Joel, the expos that we used as advisors on the show. It really is interesting what these people have to do in their own lives in order to do the jobs they do. And so it very much is a character study of what happens to Lana from the events of episode 1 and how that plays out on her as a person over the next 5 episodes.
Obviously, we all know Vicky McClure's talents from things like Line of Duty. Can you tell us why you chose her and what about her struck a chord for you when choosing the main character?
I think she's one of the best actors we have in the country, full stop. And I think if you look at her career from, This Is England all the way through to Line of Duty, she has this amazing capacity to show a fierceness, which is very much Vicky herself, but also combined with that vulnerability. And that really, really struck me as someone who could portray this character, who's a very complex character. And, it's a cliche, but I really wrote it with Vicky in mind. I knew that I was working with Jed. And then once you're with Jed, you think, okay, well, I've got an in for her. And, in the early drafts, the character was called Vicky, just because that's kept it in my mind. When you get a chance to work with someone like that, I think you take it.
As you say, Jed Mercurio's involved in Trigger Point as well. What's it like working with him?
He's a great mentor. He's got a really good sense of humour, which I think helps our interactions, obviously. And he just really understands story in this profound sense. Not in a rigorous right, here's act 1, 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, it must be. They're not prescriptive, but it's much more simple with that. It's how we tell stories. He never said to me, Trigger Point must be this or that. But I think he was very much encouraging me to follow the promise of the premise. It's a thriller about bomb disposal, so let's make it exciting, intense, and dangerous. I think the genius of Jed, if you like, is that he takes institutions and shows how fallible they are. Institutions are meant to be fallible, but people never are. I mean, you look at politics right now, and I think what he does so well is that he taps into the soft underbelly of the institutions that we know, whether that's hospitals or whether it's police force, and he really shows the human side of it. And I think that's what we were trying to do with Trigger Point.
Now, there are quite a few police dramas on British TV. We seem to love them. Why do you think that is?
I think it's this sense of institutions. I think there's a stability and there's a comfort in shows which deal with the framework of an institution, whether it's the police force, whether it's the military or whatnot. I think we like to see the human side of that. We like to understand the drama. And I think there's also another element of escapism in there. We're not all going to be detectives. We're not all going to be bomb disposal. But what we will enjoy is the human interactions, is understanding what makes people do that job. And I think just purely in police dramas, I think there's an easy kind of like structure to it. In the first 5 minutes, you get a murder. And then by the end of it, it's resolved. And if only life was that simple. But I think we enjoy that as a formula.
Now, I'm personally a real sucker for those really tense moments in police dramas. In the first episode, there is a really intense moment involving two of the main characters. Can you tell us about that?
You're talking about the scene in the flat. It was a really fun thing to shoot. We filmed on this in this estate in Kilburn, and it was genuinely one of the hottest days of the year anyway. And so you've got 20 people stuffed into this room trying to get this very tense scene. And it was tense because people just wanted to get the hell out of there and get a drink of water, you know. Vicky was very keen to be as authentic as possible. So, you know, I think she's mentioned this in other interviews, but she was genuinely wearing the kind of the full on protective outfit in most things, just because she wanted to get a sense of the weight of the kind of like the stuff these guys have to wear just to get from A to B. So, yeah, I think that added an extra level of heat and stress. These guys really wanted to make sure they did the best job, obviously. And so they had spent hours and hours and hours with the actual expos working about how they would respond to these situations.
So for people who see the trailer, we'll see police, they'll see Vicky McClure, and they'll probably think, oh, it's like Line of Duty. What do you say about that comparison?
I think if we can be half as successful, as popular as LOD, I'll be happy. I mean, I think what hopefully we have in common with that is that LOD is about great storytelling, and hopefully this taps into that as well. I mean, Lana and I think, is it Kate Fleming is the character in Line of Duty, are very, very different characters, very different completely. And it's a different story. I think what we do in Trigger Point is we really spend time with them. I think in Line of Duty, what works so well is that we never really go home with them that much. Lana takes us into her world, takes us into her life, and we go with her on her journey. And it really is as much about the mystery and the promise of the premise of the thriller. It's about her as a person and what it takes to do the job she does. And it can break her, and perhaps it will. We'll see.
And you say if it's half as successful as Line of Duty, you'll be happy. Do you have a target for the show? Are you aiming to do several series of Trigger Points? Or is it just a case of seeing how the project goes?
It very much is the piece of art. We want to see where it goes. But I think Lana is also I have a very big canvas picture for her in terms of she's an evolving character. I think there's lots of places she can go. And I think the place we take her to in this first series is I would like to take her away from that. I would like her to see her in a different situation too. I think there's lots of room for her. There's lots of space for her to evolve, lots of places for her to go. So I do think it could be a returning series. I think this is very much a standalone series, but I think there's definitely scope for future series.
That's it from The Leader. This podcast is back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.